Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. The Trump campaign has suffered another legal blow in its attempts to overturn the results of the election. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports a federal appeals court in Pennsylvania has tossed out a lawsuit that sought to undo the state's certification of President-elect Joe Biden's victory there.
The judge in the case said the lawsuit lacked merit and failed to provide evidence to support its allegations of voter fraud. In a tweet, the Trump campaign said it plans to appeal the Pennsylvania case to the U.S. Supreme Court. But it's unclear whether the justices would agree to hear arguments in a case that has been rejected for lack of evidence. Trump would still lose the election, even with Pennsylvania's 20 electoral votes.
Wisconsin could be shaping up to be the latest state to see legal challenges from the Trump campaign. Time is running out, though. Wisconsin set to certify its results on Tuesday. Milwaukee County has completed a recount of the campaign had demanded. It shows Joe Biden's lead increased by 132 votes. A recount in Dane County expected to be completed tomorrow. After many delays caused by the coronavirus pandemic and almost a complete change in membership, the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission has approved new rules. From member station KUNC, Carly Huckles reports they are some of the strictest in the country.
The new regulations will take effect in January after garnering unanimous approval from the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. They include increasing the space required between oil and gas wells and homes from 500 feet to 2,000 feet. Legislation that passed last year changed the state's Oil and Gas Commission's mission from fostering development to protecting public health, safety, welfare, the environment, and wildlife resources. The new rules are a result of that change. Colorado also joins Alaska as the only states to ban routine venting and flaring of natural gas from oil and gas wells and other equipment. For NPR News, I'm Carly Huckles in Loveland, Colorado.
New research shows the regulations aimed at reducing air pollution in the U.S. have protected more than a billion birds. NPR's Nathan Brott reports the finding comes at a time when bird and wildlife populations are declining.
Researchers at Cornell University and the University of Oregon looked at air monitoring stations and bird numbers in more than 3,000 U.S. counties, as well as existing regulations in those different places. They found that higher amounts of ozone pollution, which can come from cars and power plants, among other sources, was associated with lower bird numbers. Earlier research out of Cornell found that bird populations have declined by 3 billion in the U.S. since the year 1970. Applying the most recent findings, researchers say that number could have been significantly higher, though, 1.5 billion birds higher, if air regulations like the Clean Air Act didn't exist. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
And this is NPR News. The Ethiopian military has reportedly begun its offensive to take control of the Tigray region's capital. Shelling is being reported today in Mekele, a day after the prime minister announced a final phase of a military offensive. His government gave leaders of the TPLF rebel group last Sunday to lay down arms or face an assault on Mekele. Iran is vowing revenge for the assassination of a top nuclear scientist. President Hassan Rouhani today joined other top Iranian officials in blaming Israel and telling a televised cabinet meeting that Iran will respond in a proper time. Later in the day, Iran's supreme leader released a statement calling for a definitive punishment. Cities around the country, and especially in the South, continuing to reevaluate their memorials to the Confederacy. NPR's Neda Ulubi reports that several in the past week have come closer to making decisions about their fate.
City commissioners in Brunswick, Georgia, voted Wednesday to completely remove a monument of an unnamed Confederate soldier. It stood in the center of the port town since 1902. Meanwhile, Asheville, North Carolina is moving closer to taking down a 50-foot monument to a Confederate military officer and former governor who owned more than a dozen enslaved people. And in Franklin, Tennessee, the city board decided unanimously to add a statue of a Black Union soldier to the public square, where it will face a Confederate monument. The new statue, intended to honor African American regiments during the Civil War, is scheduled for a dedication on Juneteenth next year. Neda Ulubi, NPR News.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.